given that this is this expert. It's always about this sort of sexist scenario that's been exploded in the last 3 or 4 years. And you may focus on what will be from our recovery of rank connector. But still, I would like to make a very short review about the results that we've obtained in the Georgia gravitational case. So, the other one is the following. I will first give you the definition of what asymptotic safety is all about. Then I will describe briefly the formalism that allows us to make a consistent implementation to free decide whether gravity can be considered as an asymptotic safety theory. And particularly, I will focus on the sort of formalism of the average representation and the related example of the relation to the equations. Then I will show the results that we obtain in the field gravitational case. Then the results for the planned quantum mechanics as it comes to the quantum machines. So, in a nutshell, I'm going to define asymptotic safety as a criterion of consistency for the bottom of the theory, as well as for gravitation. There are general analysis in the grand potential of human reliability. It was still more or less still wanted some the next 5 years ago as one of the few, many possibilities to produce consistent theory of gravity. And it's still around as the same before, the last 3 or 4 years when conservatives, they think, was developed to study the nonchalant implication of the theory based on the normalization of the normalization of the theory. The basic requirement of asymptotic safety is that the observable quantities of spacious elements be finite in the nonchalant regime and that the field be fixed by finite number of parameters. This is the basic requirement that we want to visible. Of the theory to satisfy, maybe you want to be able to compute observable quantities without encountering the supplies and analysis by which usually always actually non-realizable theory explained. And we also want the theory to be fixed by a finite number of parameters in the sense that we can make a finite number of experimental measurements and we fix the theory that we can make prediction aspects. This can be translated very simply in these two traditional comments. So here, you see that if the theory, which we assume that we describe as some running number of constants and k is the energy scale, which the theory is described as some elementary interaction, gamma k, which was specified as wrong. The condition that the coupling constants approach an actual constant or a constant in the normalization in the third allows us to get rid of much higher divergences like those that have been raised false field 3D, which is a renormalizable first equilibrium of that theory that has remember the life of which makes it consistent with the theory. So the first condition allows us to get rid of divergences. The second condition that has to have the visibility of the theory, namely, if we define a shape in the ocean atmosphere to the surface as a space span by the trajectory is given the fixed point of the ocean atmosphere, and it seems to see that the number of, the very definition of a shape, the number of free parameters that we define the theory is the dimension of the ocean atmosphere to the surface, and that will require it to be finite dimensional. Now, I can also show that the surface of the normalizability plus asymptotic freedom of gradient GCD with the standard number of Fermi that we mentioned is equivalent to asymptotic safety at the Cauchy fixed point, namely the particular fixed point where all the coupling constants vanish. But of course, if you find a non-Gaussian fixed point, namely where the coupling constants all vanish spontaneously, we have a generalization of this relative renormalizability, so that renormalizability is kind of renormalizability, which is a particular case of asymptotic safety. So, with formalism, all we want to do then is to write down a quantum effective action to gravity, and see whether it allows for such a non-shading or Gaussian fixed point with these features, namely it exists and it has a finite number of attractive directions. The formalism that we have used is a so-called average attraction. It is this gamma k is the average attraction is that once you match sports brain, sports brain levels, and it describes physics at the energy scale, carrier energy level, all quantum effects and spiritual effects of your spirit are contained already in the mind of people in constants. How is this object defined? We simply take the standard image, I'm going to use the word in the case of scalar theory, when I generalize it to gravity. We take the standard definition of partition function, which is the following one, and we add an extra term, which is which is between quadratic and three into this beautiful term here, which has tracked an integrated part of the term. And this is a means that allows us to integrate out the quantum fields that are momentum of the state, the physical state A, in the spirit of the summing the normalization group. Then the effect functions just define us in a standard way, the close relative of the standard Legendre reflective action. It is simply the Legendre transform of the WOJ, which is the language of conservative theory, is the generator of the augmented experience function. So in this way, like the Legendre reflective, the standard Legendre reflective action contains a tree level of optimization, which are encoded in running on the problem constants. What is very nice with this is that we can easily apply some algebraic manipulation. What we see that on the right hand, an exact normalization group conversion, which takes this particularly simple form, and which therefore allows us to study the ultraviolet behavior of this field, which is usually the most dangerous part where we find the problem to renormalize the field. So, I'd like to skip that and complete it, but let me just catch on to the issue. We would like to generalize this object that I have defined for the case of scalar theory by basically replacing the scalar theory to actually keep it new and I'm restricted to considering the Euclidean signature. There are some technical issues that we've been taking, one has to take into account, the most important of which is the morphism invariant from these two gauges. And in this case, we have involved the width background gauge fixing the asymmetric background metric G bar. And one can end up with, see the technical details, one can end up with an exact implementation of the equation, which is just a generalization of this one, where basically the differences are that we are assigning all the components of the gravitation. This is quite rarely the components of the gravitational field, and these are become subjective of the contribution of the gross fields. Now the important point about using the exact background gauge fixing technique is that we have a morphism invariant action. Namely, it is true that it depends on the background metric, but the background metric is not forced to be it's not just fixed. But you see that you have an inherently derivative, you have an infomorphism invariant system which is for the background field. So it's not like background dependent in the sense that the background escape is decided once and wherever the escape is. Well, if you transform it and when it takes the human effect of the background. So, since I had a little time, I'd like just to explain to you how one treats these large cells, one treats them and takes on an operational form of reputation of quantum communication. Now, the knowledge of the exact form of the energy effective action is equivalent to solving the quantum theory. And since we have no hypothetical techniques beyond perturbation theory, it's basically impossible to calculate exactly the energy action. So we're not going to do, I'm not going to do that in order to because I'm not able to do that. And basically I have training my ignorance and avoiding of intervals with objects. My ignorance of the path interval is included in this object, but still the advantage that I have with this approach is that I find that exact optimization approach which will allow me to study the behavior of this. So basically, I do not specify the fourth one, the tax collection in the fourth function of integration, but rather I would say exactly from the calculation of the equation as the fund theory. Then one has to write down basically the most general form for the average tax action accounting for the signatures, which in our case will be the most varies. And one can study the fixed point structure of the theory. And many observations are necessary, and this turns out to be necessary because it's very complicated. But anyway, in risk, the one from the rating, one can treat this all in an exact way. And then one tries to write a basic approximation of the average effective action, which is the equal functions of the theory, finds that there are any some fixed points, some trivial fixed points, and then study the activity of them to see if the relative critical surface is finite dimensional, basically by linearizing the renormalization of these equations. So, as I was saying, the typical approximation that one makes is to truncate the action. So, the principle of this action should contain an infinite series of terms, if you want in invariant terms, each of which is multiplied by a running couple of the constants. So, if you're not able to get it down and try to make the state as equal as possible, then if you retain only the first. The first operator seems to be the little term and the little subject in curvature. In this two parameter truncation, which has the running Newton's constant here and the running cosmological constant, one can write down the different functions. I mean, just to show you, I mean, not looking at it effectively, but the content, I mean, write them down in explicit format study where they manage to be the physical properties, which would be the solutions. And actually, one finds that there is a non-rational fixed point which allows the properties to say that the field is possible to say that at the end of the day that it's relatively persistent, namely in a way not relatively renormalizable. This fixed point basically is in particular values to the response and the cosmological force. And by linearizing the equations, ends up with a system of, in this case, a system of two, because so the linear differential equations, the constant for the equations, which determine this stability matrix span. What we can show is the attractivity properties in the normalization group flow for a particular direction. Easily, eigenvalues of this stability matrix can be those directions that have. Because I get directions, I get vectors of the stability matrix that can have a negative value, the negative real part corresponds to attractive directions, which is what we want to have. Whereas those with a positive real part correspond to the advanced directions. And the number of eigenvalues with a negative real part gives the dimension of the attractive matrix to the surface. By making the calculation, one finds that the non-rational fixed point. The non-rational fixed point exists, and it has two eigenvalues of negative real part, and that would satisfy the condition for us to say that we need to call this generalized version of normal conservative normalization. Of course, the first objection that one would raise is whether the existence of this nice property is due to the extremely forced truncation that I have made up in the a series of operators that well, there are actually, there is not a proof that this is really a physical result, but there are many strong suggestions, strong hints that this is indeed the case. The most important of which is the refinement of the truncation that is having an extra term, which is this term here, which is a square. And this period, instead of a two-parameter truncation, which is the Newton's constant as the cosmological constant, you're assuming also this extra term where this is the other case, which is another Newton constant. And what one finds is that in this three-parameter truncation, there exists another fixed, not actually fixed point, which is the A gender state generalization of this one, in the sense that one has also people start, which is the fixed point value, which is the parameter, which is very small, but that is at least two parameters do not change very much. And so it seems like in the abstract term, it's not really about very few modifications. The moment is that we're left to say that, I mean, to project that all of the highly ordered tabs that produce the same result, namely, the results can be the initial transfer approach of the agents already. I mean, this really is really there is a real degree of physical result, and therefore there is, I mean, whether it's open or aggressive, but the same to the theory is the chance of being not successful in the normalizable, of course, in the sense that I was explaining before. Of course, let's assume that this is the case, pure gravity is indeed as it was for the sake of the sense of a principle, because the planet is measured on the basis of attraction. Of course, we are not satisfied, with just the pure gravity, I want to include matter to see matter in ordinary every day. So it could be that adding matter piece to the picture, this makes for the future that the existence of the actual things and properties of the non-actual things on. And therefore, we'd like to see, we have looked at the issue about is the existence of the actual properties of the non-actual things on, are they still there of whatever the matter models of the theory is? And the idea would be to reproduce it, you go back to part of that standard model that is its nature, but of course by anything. Not just in principle, because of the calculational difficulty, this is basically impossible. And therefore, there is also a super approximation, mainly including an arbitrary number of minimum problems and things, and the problem of this kind of minimum that is shown. Okay. Also, in the case of the minimum fundamental piece, we are able to compute the beta function, and you see we can put in an arbitrary number of scalar things by confirming on transform elongation into the distributed fields. And we want to ask the question whether the fixed point continues to exist, whatever the matter constant theory is. He goes out by doing calculations that the non-actual fixed point is determined by the zeros of the second marginal plus marginal constant. And one can study whether this function vanishes and therefore there is a non-actual fixed point by adding the number of fields. This is an example of the plot where we consider an arbitrary number of scalar fields and to see that the fixed point continues to exist whatever number of scalar fields exists. And more in general, the behavior of this transformation is to determine the non-actual fixed point. It's determined by the sign of worlds, and the sign of two parameters, therefore, our parameter space of the numbers of fields is divided into four regions. And we find that there is only a single region, which is this region 4, that is not a non-actual fixed and non-actual fixed points. Whereas all the other three ones are getting one and only one. And therefore, we can say that the matter contents that lie in these regions on scale 3 are compatible with this compensated value, whereas those matter contents that fall into category 4 are not allowed. Studying the existence of the fixed point, we would have to see whether there is a shadow. This has to be done in a numerical way, for the reasons it's incredibly complicated. And this is the process of the region 4 that I was talking about before, whether it's the right region where there is no natural fixed point. And these gray, light gray, dark green, sorry, light green, dark green, are the regions of the existence region of the fixed point. And it turns out that there is no natural fixed point exists, it's subtracted in those directions. So that in all the existence region, we have a provided your truncation is correct, of course, you have a consistent coupling of matter. This is quantitative theory for that particular matter content coupled to gravity. So, we have been able to write down the explicit equations for the balance for matter fields, which are represented by these three craters. And you see, for instance, the red region here is the region for, in the case of spherical gauge fields, the first line of this intermediate line here, and determining the distribution for red gauge fields, this is the gauge field, and so on. This was, I mean, was done as just as a, I mean, it's interesting in itself, and also we wanted to check whether we could get some balance on some grand unified theories or switches theories or whatever type of theory, matter theory, we want to include in the theory. And we found out that if you just put in the numbers of the matter quantities for various theories, and we found out that the standard model that we can't actually find that the Bessel set. Oh, and also supersymmetric fields are open maps for the risks of the sectors. The other approximation that we resorted to, which I will just mention here, is was that of a scattered field in the non-maturity detection and the non-maturity coupled to the register. So this is the answer for the effective action. You see that that is arbitrary potential here, so there's some building in its series of series in class fair, and also an arbitrary function that covers the scalar fields, which is kind of spread. This, I think, this is particularly interesting because we are retaining also like self-interactions of the scalar field, which means also there's a sample of the interactions of the other matter fields. But also the scalar field, which draws the as a part of the gravitational sector, the scalar field is particularly interesting in itself. And I would like to notice that in this case, the issue is more delicate than before, because before we had a two or three parameter truncation, so of course the phase contraction of the actual fixed point was finite dimensional by construction by this field. But here is that I allowed for an infinite number of coupling constants. So in principle, I can have that the ultraviolet dimension of the ultraviolet critical surface is dimensional. That by supporting the stability of this field, so the field can not be consistent at the last possible scaling convex definition. Actually, we found that there is an ultraviolet fixed point, where basically the couplings, which are the couplings are independent of the this kind of field in the action, and that correspond basically to the securely gravitational part of the theory, they do not vanish, at the fixed point, they are close to the there was a particularly full gravitational case. Whereas the values for the coupling constant are multiplied by the scalar field, that seems in a way we have the actual fixed point of the scalar theory upon which the standard alternative of the renormalization is supplied. So it's like if the renormalization automatically interpolates between the Archimedes ratio where the quantum gravitational effects are very strong, and the infrared regime when we would cover the spatial theory of preservation theory for the scalar theory. I had no time to explain that to me, but I'll just say that. It turns out that this exponent is also transferred in four directions, which is quite remarkable since the principle has taken a number of directions. So again, it still satisfies the conditions of the safety. So we can say that at least the results of the instrumentation are reliable, we have been able to have a consistent gravity in this kind of field. And the thing that is nice from that was distinguished, maybe more courageous for people that you want to feel theory, is that the scalar theory is going to suffer from this triviality problem. Namely, Moron takes a continuing limit of the theory to put into a free field theory, and it's not going to grant the source of the solution. So, let me just come to the conclusion. I had tried humanities is quite a successful status. Now we have an alternative approach that may yield a fundamental positive theory of gravity in a generalizing standard of positive and non-relativity. The result is that two gravities is fixed and on the actual fixed point, one has to see whether the any odd approximations of one before claiming that this is really should prove it, but there are many hints that won't have really physical reliability on the fixed point. And the purpose of my talk was to be basically on the accompanying matter, because I think that this is a very interesting issue. The possibility of putting fans on them, even though they are really the possibility of putting fans on the matter causes of the theory by giving it to gravity. I have shown that we have been able to compute explicit bounds and most of the theories anyway that are cited by people that do want to do theory, and then they satisfy these bounds. And the conclusions seem to be robust with respect to the additional question first. And when I did the inbound complement of things, I connected all together the possible set interactions of the fields of interactions of the fields with one another, and taking this kind of field as a sample of the interactive field, and believing that this would be the behavior of also all the other interactions of the other fields. I agree that I include also the interactions of the other fields, which is sort of the minimum problem, which was following the existence of the non-natural principle that is the physical case. Now, as for future, just for many for future stuff to do with this approach, it's interesting that it's been, it's like 3 to 4 years old, so there are many things to do, many things to understand. First one is, for me at least, is to understand better the properties of the fixed point. It would be nice to have proof that it's really there, and not just bringing the hallucinations of them, as I said before. And there are also, I see, nice applications to phenomenology which have been studied, and not only related to quantum gravity, but also to a state more quantum field theory. Like I was saying before, the Shibiani's problem is solved, which should be solved in this way, if the problem is as deep to matter. Sorry, it's deep to gravity. It would be nice to see if also non-abelian is non-abelian series or abelian should be what much magnetism is. The round of the analog of the metal source disappears by letting the property of the actual magnetism use gravity. And my main important point on this is also the relation of the approaches to gravity. These things that we use as approaches probably increases to do with some classical issues. So, please continue.
Very concise questions.
Yeah, this approach was very interesting to manage gravity, but it was something there in the late 70s and early 1980s. And it was abandoned. And the reason why it was abandoned, let me just say completely. If you were doing this in the context of a theory like a spin-pole model that you had independent, non-perturbative proofs that it was finite, it would be meaningful. At the point when you say that I don't know whether I can calculate the continental, therefore I will rely on these quantum equations to define the theory non-perturbatively, we're no longer doing quantum field theory. And the definition of the quantum field theory is the expectation that is defined by a cutoff continental and the limit of the cutoff is removed. And you can't make a claim that that exists on the basis of a truncation scheme like this. And at least I don't understand how you possibly be truncating the theory to the sector in which we already know the vertices which are questionable and perturbations that don't exist. And then making a claim that you understand on the basis of the evidence that fixed points in that sector, that you will actually be able to control in a real functional integral the limit where the cutoff is removed when the problematic divergences in that limit don't occur in terms of the study.
Hey, can I I have a sorry concern about the first question. May I read the first proposal of the commission? So the first one was fixing the
Well, I mean, the differences which exist in predation theory, which make people worry that a continuum Bach type causation general relativity doesn't exist, exists in terms of higher dimension than the ones that you consider. So, nothing that you do addresses the question of how those divergences may or may not be eliminated by non-contributive effects.
Is your question about and this explains how I get rid of divergences in the
universe. I don't think you saw it. I think
you're not going to show that.
So how can you really have a fundamental approach to quantum gravity that you don't do anything that addresses the issues of why the theory doesn't improve
it? Well, there are proponents who say that many, and then most of you, but it's not to say that I'm not a suggestive response against the mathematicians or someone who show that there is like some installation of divergences, which is defined in this approach. What we do is basically to try and check to what we have. We have this nice picture of safety, which says that there is a scarce strong action attracting case forms, the theory only even the four forms is a finite dimension. And we don't really, we assume that it's a way of performing the functional interval because we don't mean that we assume that it's a way of performing the functional interval to get rid of the divergences, and we see that assumed that it's a natural thing for the human to be an ideally positive organization, so I believe that there is a way of making sense
from the cosmic theory of the gravitational theory, so it's just an assumption which is taken based on the gas field. And then I just keep that passage and just see the theory of the explosion of these properties.
Yeah, I think another question that we're sticking to know the answer to is so you said that they are starting with a background method, but then closing down the symmetry.
That's all
right. You have a background method, but then you have a symmetry in the form, so you're actually not planning on which you're representative in the case of the normal classes of work. But still, you depend on the background method. You choose a cross-cutting method. It's not very fast, but it's not so the same as doing basically a smart one is an impossible. So how much does it really depend on that? And the other thing would be let's see if I can.
So the question was whether you mean if I have two measures which are not related to each other in the moment.
That's right.
I think that the problem is I mean, in principle, I have not shown that, but people get to overthink the construction of the infection immunization. One can show that the results of the full plot of the truncated theory, the truncation is just a useful, simple finding. So the full theory, the results are independent of the shape of the causal function, or on the gauge fixes of formally, and we kind of show you in an notation of formally with different GRS arguments, you would say that here should be, it's expected to be kind of formal. But it's everything is clear and everything is very formal here. But so I cannot give you the finished answer, but in principle, at least by you, some form of construction should be that one independent. Second, you can never do the session before. So it should not go under the background gauge fixes. And that's also another gauge fix effective property that is not required, it's just a type of metric. I mean, look at that just to, because these places cannot show to whether or not she's in under some gauge fixes, it's just not important for you like
that. So this is all of this ingredient. So is there any idea on
In the original paper, in the original discourse, Martin was dealing with the examination of the programs. And he was saying that, I mean, the moment he chooses to take the minus and the previous signature, this element is coming out of the ashes, but forming the country for the letter chance to be one of the finest point. He said that before chose the cosmic signature, which got changed very much when Lewis was stationary based approximation, but I mean, I am not sure about that, and it needs to be anything that I say. I have no idea, because I mean, you don't have the relation theory, which allows you to make better than you make any approximation, and you see that the mix is pretty much the time. So you don't have much of that, so I don't really need to come to you.
Thank you.